Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's LOA Blend, mixing it up with Anna and Liz. Good morning.
Hello. Can you hear me okay today?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Yeah.
No, seriously, because I'm like chewing gum and bobby pins and wire. Can you hear me okay, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So.
You're out and about.
I am out today's show, and Tuesday's show is being done out of the cutest bungalow by the beach in New York, which is insane. So there is a beach called Rockaway Beach. As a matter of fact, anybody that knows the Ramones, rock. Okay, Rock and Roll High School, Rockaway Beach. So it's been made famous and songs and things like that, but it's great. It's this combination of you look outside, you see the subway tracks, you look in the sky, you see the planes coming from JFK Airport, but you look at right where you are, you're in a beach bungalow, a 5-minute walk from a beautiful beach, and there's surfers that come from all over the place, but you're still in New York City. But you're off the beaten path. It's just a great combination. And the reason why I had to have a little escape with the kids is because my brother-in-law, who lives in Pittsburgh, needed to come to New York for business. This is also the week that my oldest is going to college.
Yes.
So we'll look at each other and we start to mist up. We're like, oh. And it's just that visceral emptiness syndrome. It really isn't, oh, my God, we're so dependent on each other. No, we're all for this. But it's a milestone. It's no different than getting married, going to the all those things, going off to college. Mm-hmm. It's just taking your – it's no different than taking the baby taking the first steps. It's just very visceral. And I thought to myself – I cannot be, because I'm the fun sister-in-law, and I'll take all credit for that. I cannot override the privacy that my older son needs and this transition to get him ready to school while hosting somebody. So the second, but it's also family. So the second, this is like in July that my husband said, oh, so-and-so is coming in, da-da-da. And I'm like, I know he didn't check the calendar. And I checked the calendar. I'm like, of course, this is the week that our son's going to college. So I didn't even say anything to my husband. I said, I'll be right back. I go on the iPad and I go on Airbnb. And I'm thinking, where can I go that's close? Because I still have to work. I still have to be close to the city. I can't jump on a plane. Where can I go with the kids that it's the best of both possible worlds? That if we need to go back and forth or what have you. So I love Airbnb. I've never used it before. And we have a beautiful beach bungalow that's detached from the main house. I think I shouldn't say this too loud because I don't know if they're listening, but that's owned by an older hippie couple. I haven't met them yet, but everything that you could possibly need. And I actually was thinking about you and the kids and Stephanie. I was actually thinking about you guys because I know you're doing the RV thing, but this kind of reminds me of like downsizing and tiny living, although it feels very spacious. But this is the three of us in one central, small, yet so cozy and so well thought out place. I was really thinking about you and your family, how... If you downsize and you have everybody has their own little area and you just have the essentials of what you need, but everything is chosen so thoughtfully and the priorities are made, like the kitchen's like a full kitchen, but we're in a tiny house, but it's spacious. And there's a queen-size loft. There's a whole other floor upstairs. So my older son is up there. Me and the little one are down here. And we're very comfortable, but it's a tiny little space.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? That's really going to work for those guys. So interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so doing the show from the beach. So it's very fun.
Yeah.
You have
Airbnb
it.
And VRBO are wonderful wonderful things for people. Yeah. Well, that's my brother does. He has houses on VRBO because we're going to do
September.
Yeah, in Tybee. Like he has two in Hawaii and one in Tybee, and they love it. His wife manages the rentals and stuff like that. And
beautiful.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and we've searched, and we've found a bunch of places. We were in Fripp Island, and that's how we found the house that we rented there. So the Airbnb and VRBO are great for finding really great places. I would say you're having a staycation. You're having a staycation.
Yes, you
but
are.
Yeah,
and
like
you know what's so nice, too, is that if people are finding a way to save their homes, by let's say there's a mortgage or what have you, and someone lost their job suddenly, it gives you an option to, it's a win-win. There is a lot of controversy. For instance, in my building where I live in one of the most desired neighborhoods of New York City just by sticking around long enough that it turned into that, because trust me, back in the day, it was not like that. And we did not allow in my building to do Airbnb. So there's a lot of controversy surrounding it. And there's a lot of legislation actually that Airbnb is trying to fight for. But there are people that they're actually saving their homes because they can manifest the additional income.
Right.
House somebody that doesn't want to stay in a hotel or they want to have more cost options. And I think it's a win-win, and it's very secure. You have to be vetted. Even to rent, they have to check you out. The Airbnb is like the third party, obviously, to put it all together. But it's interesting how people feel that it imposes on their personal rights by not being allowed to do it. So there's a lot of talk around it. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
In the most ideal sense, like how you're describing with vacation rentals and with Airbnb, et cetera, it's nice when things can be of mutual benefit where both parties win. So, yeah.
Well, that's something that we had talked about, too, is, we're paying everything off. The house will be paid for. Everything will be paid for. We're going to rent our house out. And then we're going to take off, and then we're going to go travel. And then should we want to invest in something else, that was an idea, like purchase a condo on the beach or a cabin up in the mountains, and then VRBO those out. We're there. When we're there, we can slate a time when we can park it and be there or just rent those out. So it's an interesting – it's a way for people to first of all, yes, as far as – somebody's thinking, oh, I don't know what to do. And there are people that rent out rooms. So you can rent a room from somebody. Say you want to go to New York, and there's somebody who has a room. You can find a room, so that's great. And we did that when we came to see you guys. We actually looked on Airbnb, but a lot of the places in New York that are for rent won't allow kids. So we ended up in that beautiful B&B that we were excited about.
Because
a friend referred us to that. Yeah, that was perfect. And so, follow the rules when you go, but it's a really nice way to get away and either side, like you're helping somebody else out, but at the same time. And then, of course, like there are people who have them on there and that they have a bunch of houses on there. And then that's one of the ways that they make a living. So it's just neat. I mean, I like the idea of, it's stepping outside the box too, not traditional, hotel.
I think it goes back to, how things used to be done before all the regulations and mass market and all of that. Like that mom and pop.
Yeah.
And it really, I love that.
Yeah.
Right? I love that return to mom and pop, yes, this could be a show that right now on NPR because we could talk about anything and this is kind of a mainstream conversation.
Well,
but
it's funny. I almost called this show like Fried Chicken Sunday, like fried chicken
Sunday.
And mashed potatoes, that kind of thing. Like,
just back to home. Back home.
Yeah, it's back home. Like, I want potato salad. I want fried chicken.
I have a covered dish. I don't even know. I never know.
Exactly. Bring in the
covered dish.
A covered dish.
Okay. Mundish is covered. I'm going to stay that way, and that's my story. I'm sick of it. Covers it.
Well, our little studio here is lighting up, so you want to start taking
calls? Oh, let's
take some
calls. Let's do it.
Yeah, we've got several people holding their hands up high, so we're going to take our
let's
first caller, which I think I know who this is. Area code 780. Jay, is that you?
That's me. Hello.
Hi, darling.
Jay's been waiting before we even started the show, just an FYI, so he's got something to tell us.
Hi,
really?
Darling. No,
hey, how you doing?
Sunday is usually Jay's day to check in with us. Jay's day. Sunday is Jay's day. And it's been a while that we've talked, so welcome back. And how have you been since the last time that you spoke? I guess you spoke to Elisa and I was the last time we talked, correct?
Yes, before she went on holidays, and you went on holidays, I think, too,
yes.
Right? So for a little bit. Yeah.
I went, yep. Exactly.
Mexico, I think
yes,
you went, right?
A week ago yesterday, I was at the ruins of Chichen Itza. And let me tell you something. That is a place definitely worth going, and we talked a little bit about it, Anna, about that in Georgia they have found energy vortexes.
Similar.
And this certainly is one of them. And you would think, oh my God, like virgins being sacrificed in these games that, you know, the loser would, you know, get slaughtered, etc. But the energy, and I was actually with a friend who lives in the Yucatan, so I got to really live like a local, which to me is always the best way to go. And the way he explained it to me, and it made so much sense, I said, you know, when I've gone to other places, I've wept, just feeling the pain and the sorrow and all of that. But here, I feel such peace. I'm not even bothered by these tourists and all these, you know, people around me. There's such peace. And he said, well, first of all, that was thousands and thousands of years ago, so all is forgiven. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And number two, at that time, it was very sacred. It was, the intentions were pure and holy for all parties. So that's why you're feeling a sense of reverence and a sense of peace and not a sense of unresolved rage and hurt. All the karma has been resolved. So there's peace and there's ascension and forgiveness. So that's what it felt like when you're on that property. Except when you turn the corner and then you're in Maya land, which is like, okay, Disney didn't know I was going to see like a resort down the block from the ruins. That surprised me. But other than that, but they have to make their money. But other than that, it was so peaceful. So I loved knowing about these energy vortexes. Had no idea when you mentioned the one that's in Georgia, Anna. It's crazy.
So there's a couple here. Like Stone Mountain is a big energy vortex.
Oh, Stone Mountain, yeah.
And I would imagine by you, Jay, I mean, where you are must be sacred ground. I would only guess, or near you. Or no? Jay, can you hear me? Did we lose him?
I don't know.
Hello?
I hear you.
Yep.
Yeah, Jay, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Nope.
So, yeah, just wondering by you, you're in, now I'm going to say it incorrectly. So you are located in what part of Canada? Does he not hear me?
I think he's muting himself. He can hear us, but I think he's muting himself.
Nope. I'm okay.
Oh, there he is.
Okay. I'm okay.
Yeah. If you don't mind.
In Alberta. And where are you going? Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
We're here. I'm just listening to you. So just wondering, where you are. I am in
Alberta, Canada.
Very, very natural.
And
go ahead. Tell us.
Yeah, and it's very natural, and there's a whole bunch of circles down in southern Alberta, and there's one thing called the Majorville Medicine Wheel, and it's in alignment, I think latitude-wise, with Stonehenge. So that's major. And there's a lake. I know there's another vortex and a lake nearby here. So I think it's about an hour and a half, only about 2 hours away from here. I think it's called Buffalo Lake, and there's a vortex supposed to be there too. So there's ley lines all over this world.
There is, and I think that's amazing. And I would imagine that just it feels very peaceful where you are. I could just imagine.
Oh yeah, in those places, yeah, they feel really awesome. They're really
that's
awesome.
Great. Yeah, I like that. Anyway, all about alignment and the energy and all of that stuff. So that's great. So the last time we spoke, it was kind of time for you to reward
chill
yourself
out.
for all the hours that you put in and finishing that one phase of one of several a series with your yoga practice. So where are you now, honey? Where are you going with that?
So I'm just on my, like, finishing off my second week. I just decided to do that, too, because just it's going to have my fun again. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue on with it. And I'm just going to do maybe an hour a day instead of, like, maybe crazy 2 hours a day. And,
forget it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because keep my body in shape, too. Because I know there's body changes from doing it for seven months. And also...
Unbelievable.
Thank you. And I was just thinking, taking actually an improv course in September, and also
another
course on. And there's a I'm gonna take a there's a meetup group here and just started. It's called Journey to Abandonment, and just working on some abandonment stuff through book study.
Yeah.
Some people. So yeah, and yeah, just with getting myself out there too. Just that's.
I love that's it. Now improv can be. Taken in very different ways. I, being the work that I do, I'm thinking performance, but is it improv like improvised movement or improvised like improvised performance? Because it could be either one.
Sure, I'm just haven't looked into that. Maybe I will look into that.
But which
that'd be
one
interesting
is it,
to do.
You said improv. Which one is it? That's what I'm
asking. Improv comedy. So I don't know.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I'm all for that. All for it. And it's really funny, actually. One of the reasons for our getaway, we really couldn't go too far is because I'm still teaching, and the last class is Monday, but it is an improvised comedy class. Isn't that funny that we're doing our sketches? Isn't that funny? I love it. We're doing our sketches tomorrow, and it's a class for professional young actors, so the kids are anywhere from age 8 to 16 or 17, and we're doing Hillary Trump, we're doing people that don't understand each other at the airport, because we have several kids that are fluent in different languages. We're doing a sketch on Pokemon Go because it's so ridiculous. We're doing a sketch on virtual reality because it's so ridiculous. So what's really great is you're thinking about doing that, and I push these kids like I can't even tell you. And I always say this, there's two main rules of comedy, particularly improv comedy, and I love this because this aligns with what we talk about on the show, that it's the rule of yes. So for instance, if someone says, oh, it's rainy, you can't say, no, it's not. You have to go with it. Oh, it's rainy. I hope it stops soon. Do you have an umbrella? Like, that's the rule of yes. You have to always be in agreement, and that the more serious you are, the more invested that it is true, the funnier it is. Because I tell them, don't try to be funny in this class. Don't you dare. Don't you be funny. Don't you be funny. Of course, they start laughing when I say that. But the more truthful, the more invested they are in the truth, and the more that they know that there's a problem that they have to overcome, that's where the comedy lies, and they take that seriously, and they follow the rule of yes, the more successful it will be. Some very harsh and serious in the class, but it's hysterical. I mean, we have so much fun. So I love that you're talking about this. That's awesome. So good for you, Jay. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you so much. I just another venture for me, and I think it's really
I
good because
that.
It's more spontaneity, like really quick thinking,
uh-huh.
spontaneity.
Yeah. Listen, when you meet the ladies, you'll be like, where have you been my whole life? Ba-dum-bum. Anyway.
You know, that's interesting you say that because, you know,
uh-huh.
I'm just talking to a lot of women now. A lot of women now.
We see things. We feel things today when you call the LOA blend. We pick up on stuff. Picking
it's
it
really
up.
Interesting.
And I, mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us. Go ahead.
Well, it was really like awesome. Like people who were I met a person on last Monday, and we were just talking about things. And this person would, like get into drumming, and I went to a farmer's market on last Thursday, and someone likes to get into drumming, and. Yeah, just talking about different things. The like-minded people is really good. I met a couple people there that I knew from another meetup group. We were just talking about things. So just a little, going out there and just being with people, you know, just being, you know, worthy of love and belonging. That's what I call it, so connection. So. Hello?
Did we lose Liz this time? I'm just listening to you guys.
Oh, okay, no
Where
problem.
She
so,
go?
Yeah, wait,
yeah.
She gets back on there. But it was a really, really awesome, you know, experience just being with people. And I think that maybe the whole law of attraction or law of reflection, because if you feel I'm feeling good inside right now, and just and it was just to be with people. So I had a really crazy Thursday, Friday. It's like crappy day, but I just had, you know, I did a card reading on myself on Saturday. I think it was Saturday. And I said, you know, just like, okay, you're rolling a roller coaster. Just be where you are right now, and just, you know, don't go crazy or anything like that. So I just took heat to those words, and just, yeah, took a nice long walk yesterday, and just, just worked on my car for winter time because winter time's coming up. So that's what I did.
Yep, it's just allowing, you know, we were saying that you kept running into people who were doing or specific things, like things that you liked, and you were connecting with them. And to me, that's law of attraction. That's really understanding that you're on the right path. And then when you said you didn't feel that great, but it was, you know, it's okay. You're on a roller coaster, just go with the flow. You kind of spent some time with yourself. You did some movement. It's, you know, it's like knowing who you are energetically, and I think it's very powerful when you know who you are energetically, and you can see that, like all those people that you want that you are in alignment with, it's proof that this is cool. This is me creating this, and this is me, you know, doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Not what you're supposed to be doing, but just, you know, living your journey. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Liz, are you back with us?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm calling from the cell phone, so yes, I'm back, and I'm ready to pull Jay's message whenever you guys are. So.
Okay, Jay, you ready for some music?
Sure, I'm looking for the countdown number. Oh, what's that number? Okay.
Too late. Okay. All right.
15
and the number for this is 304. 304. And here's your message.
Know that your internal self resides in the physical body with an ever-changing biochemistry which deserves honor, respect, and mindfulness.
I'll read it again, because is that not the most perfect message for what you've been going through?
Yep.
Unbelievable. I'll read it again.
Know that your internal self resides in the physical body with an ever-changing biochemistry which deserves honor, respect, and mindfulness.
And that's been your practice the past year. And now you're connecting with your higher self, which I'm interpreting with the message as your internal self. And you've been on this path of honoring yourself
respecting yourself and being mindful, which is why women are coming up. You don't even have to try to live your life. You're just living your life beautifully, I might add. And what did I say? 304 is the number. I'll send it over to Anna Banana.
Okay, cool. 304 is, if you break it down, 304 is self-expression, and it's creativity fun. It's very foundational. The zero is the God number. You know, it's source itself. Four, of course, is about organization and practicality and all of those good things put together. You, of course, add it up, and it's a seven. I'm like, of course it's a seven. Seven, of course, to me is a God number as well, because it's that very intuitive number. So it's about letting go of the negative fears and doubts and knowing also that you have your angels, the ascended masters around you, and it's just, it's, I mean, it's exactly what we've been talking about, exactly what the message is. It's just, you know, you're on your path. You know, and you've got the support. Not only energetically you have the support, but you have the support in the physical realm as well. So very cool. It's just, to me, it's like proof, you know.
Yep.
It's just proof. To me, that's, you know, you got it. You got it.
Yep.
It's more of a confirmation than a message, in my feel.
That's really what it is with the messages. And this is why you guys pick your messages, and it's unbelievable how it just always verifies and confirms. And a lot of times, it brings up what's underneath the surface that's ready to be revealed. So it's by the listener's own hand. Meaning that it really is symbolic that it's co-creation, that we can't wait for our lives to happen. We have to be active participants. And kind of like what we were talking about on the last show, Anna, about the cost to remain complacent so that there is no accountability. And at the same token, that's where a lot of resistance lies.
Yeah.
But the accountability is to take ownership of your life and to put legs on your dreams and to put the work in. And, and Jane, you're a great example of doing a yoga practice for months and months and months on end. And each portion of it was a different element. And he's locked in. Put it this way, he could be certified as a yoga teacher like three times already. Like, I'm not even kidding. Three times over. So he really has put in the work, and I think he's now, I know actually that it's being revealed to him in terms that he understands, that he feels is true. So, keep it up. Keep it up on the right track, Jay. I mean, continue with the alignment. You're doing so wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Wonderful.
We appreciate
you, validation.
Jay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like for the loving keep family, go give you a hug.
Give me one back, darling. So, keep us posted, stay in touch. And, just enjoy what you've earned. You've earned all of this. You worked so hard for it. So, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Awesome. Thanks,
Kyle.
Thanks, Liz. Yay.
Yay. All right. We'll talk to you soon, sweetheart. Have a great day. Take care, honey.
Carpe diem. Right. Both of you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Listen, I want to hear, because I'm very interested. I want to hear all about it. If these kids could do it, you could do it. And these kids are no joke, all right? So I want to hear all about it. I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you. I will.
All right, baby. Take care. Awesome. All right.
Yes, and. That was our
yes and. The rule of yes. Yes,
that moves
and.
You forward. Yes, and. And improv, yes, and. All right.
Yep.
We're going to go to the next caller. This is area code 617. You're on the air with Yellow Way Blend. Hello.
Hey, ladies. How are you? I'm coming over to your house for some fried chicken.
Oh, now, I want to know, who is this? Is this Lanice? No.
No, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
You know
I was close, though. I was close. All right. Hi, Lisa.
You're psychic.
How are you?
I'll keep
it. Oh, wow. You should do a radio show. What happened? Oh. Lisa,
I love you guys.
I love you, too. When did we speak to you last? Was it a while ago?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. So listen.
Yeah.
I ask,
yes, my darling.
I ask because I do really connect to everybody's energy, and sometimes when it's been a while, I need to do a reset. I'd like to do that now, and that's very simple.
Sure.
Just asking for permission to reconnect to the energy, please.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I feel like you have a wonderful, bright, bubbly energy, but I feel like there's something kind of serious going on.
Mm.
Is there? You tell me.
Well, it could either be a relationship or it could be my work.
Well, you have to tell us where you're feeling it, okay? But I'm feeling that, so I'm not, yeah, I'm just sensing that there, yeah, is there somebody around you that is going through a rough time?
Besides me? No, you know, I'm going to take that back. No, I'm not.
I'm not thinking you. I'm thinking around you, which is why I'm saying it like that.
Let me see.
Is there somebody that maybe you... Maybe they're shut down a little bit, and it might be that you're not aware of it, and you're not aware of it in your, you know, directly, but that if you think about it, there might be somebody that's going through something really rough.
Do you pick up whether it's a male or a female?
I don't know. It's just an energy. It's just an energy.
There is someone that I know is going through.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's struggling with some things.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely feeling a sadness, but
yeah.
I'm not getting it from you. I'm getting it from around you.
Yeah.
So it's not,
yeah.
Again, there's nothing more powerful than the law of free will, even stronger than the law of attraction is the law of free will, which is so
amen.
Interesting. Yeah. So amen. Completely, completely up to you, but the fact that I'm, and listen, all I can say what I do on the show
mm-hmm.
is that I read energy. And
mm-hmm.
and I try to be as neutral in that reading as possible.
I agree.
So,
yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
again, completely, completely up to you. But if I'm
mm-hmm.
sensing that there
mm-hmm.
is a woundedness or a sadness or
mm-hmm.
a despair around you.
Yes.
Then it's just something for you to pay attention to. You decide if you choose to act upon it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when I'm saying it, Lisa,
mm-hmm.
it's just to pay attention. Maybe there is
mm-hmm.
A lesson for you or something for you to be aware of in your own experience. I
mm-hmm.
do not know. But somebody
mm-hmm.
is going through something challenging
mm-hmm.
around you, but completely your free will, your choice, to deal with it or not. Maybe just dealing with it is just observing it and seeing how that lands with
mm.
your circumstance or your experience or how
mm.
you may approach this in the future for yourself. Like sometimes
mm-hmm.
you learn by the example or hardship of others.
Mm-hmm.
You follow like, oh, okay,
mm-hmm.
crisis averted because I can't go down that path that person did. Okay,
mm-hmm.
what a relief.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't fall down that rabbit hole that unfortunate person did because
mm-hmm.
there was a lack of responsibility or a
mm-hmm.
recklessness. I'm not saying that that's what this person is doing. I feel this person is more a victim
of
circumstance.
Are they not taking responsibility as to how they may have played into
maybe.
The sadness? Okay,
maybe.
I know what you're saying.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep.
It's kind
yep.
of like to give you – what. And the thing is, why would I bring
mm-hmm.
it up? You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I have no agenda. I just see pictures.
Oh,
and
I know that, honey.
And just hope that I'm being as clear and
yes.
neutral
yes.
as I possibly can when I communicate to people.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling like it
you're
could
spot
be,
on.
Thank you. I feel like it
spot
could
on.
Be like, okay, this does not belong to me, but this resonates with me so that
mm-hmm.
I am aware with my deeds, thoughts, words, and actions,
mm-hmm.
and particularly where it comes to communicating with other people. Not so
mm-hmm.
much, it's interesting, I'm not getting not so much with yourself,
Mm-hmm. You communicate pretty well with yourself, mm-hmm. but know that that communication impacts how you communicate with others, mm-hmm. Has more of an impact than you realize.
That's true.
Let me say that. So instead of you, because this is, again, I'm just reading the energy, Lisa. So instead mm-hmm. of you sort of thinking that, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Oh, they didn't really pay attention to what I said. Yeah, they do. And I think mm-hmm. underneath mm-hmm. all of that, it's about now that you are at the point in your journey of being aware of your impact, that you can no longer think small. And that there's a responsibility that comes with that. So sometimes we might say something flippant. This has happened to me, actually. I had mm-hmm. to put myself mm-hmm. in check a few years ago, mm-hmm. Where you could say something very flippantly, mm-hmm. and you can take it because you might be a tough cookie, but then we're dismissing the sensitivity of others.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's the thing to be aware of. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Good, good.
Oh, my
God,
that makes sense because something happened this week.
Thank you.
For me.
I picked up on it.
And something happened this week, and I don't know if I made someone cry
Mm-hmm.
It was what I had written that they looked at and didn't realize that I was going through. And
There you go.
It made them cry. And
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You validated this. Yeah.
It made her cry. And
I was like,
wow. I mean, we mm-hmm. sat and I'm like, what I had written to you was not my intention.
Right.
And it was not directed to you at all.
But
and
people
I apologize.
Will read it to things. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So I apologize. I said,
you're the only one
that I could talk to and express this to because we've had this conversation before. What you're reading is what I've been dealing with for 2 years.
Right.
And I've been dealing with this for 2 years. And she says, I'm crying because it has hurt you.
Wow, so she was empathetic. And that's her free will.
Yes.
She could feel however type of way that she wants to feel. But I applaud that you owned it. You apologized.
Oh, yes.
You explained it. You cleared it.
Yes. Because to see her, that I'm like, oh, my God. She's
like,
I'm sorry that it hurt you.
Right. And look at that, how, and that you are getting evidence of somebody's compassion.
Yes. And I've never seen it because, oh, you're strong. You can take anything. You can take anything because you're strong.
Right.
You're strong.
But
I'm like, I may appear to be strong in the moment,
but
I'm human.
You're human.
I'm human. I said, exactly.
Right. We all are. So this is why you call to see the impact of your effect, your persona, and your communication to others, and that you're good, and that you are gentle with yourself, and you must whatever inner work you've been doing, Lisa. Do you see that it gets out pictured, like talking to Jay, like now, like women are coming up to him, hello. Because he's done the work.
Exactly.
You're being a witness to compassion for your humanity because he's done the work. And I didn't feel like there was anything really impactful with your own experience, but that it was around you and that you're seeing your impact as a very powerful yet vulnerable person.
Yes.
There's such strength and vulnerability, and that's the one thing that we tend to resist.
Yes, amen, girl. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is so beautiful. Because we sat down and we talked about it, and I put it in an email because I talked to her. I can go to her and express to her. And again, I was like, please, this is no intention. The intention is not towards you. And as I stated, I'm talking about all of us in general.
Right.
There's not
right.
one person, but all of us in general, how we need to be aware and conscious and how we are drifting away from this and how we are treating each other disrespectfully in such an insensitive way that we now have these little groups And now this is the place of business. We now have these little groups that if you don't belong and if you do not fit in, you are ostracized.
Sounds like high school.
Yes.
High school to me. It's ridiculous.
Yes. That you're ostracized and you're pushed aside. I said, I'm a grown woman, and that's happening to me. I've sat in a cube for close to 3 months, and no one knew that I was there.
Wow.
Things are happening around me, things that are part of my job, and I'm never included in on a meeting where it affects my job. You know, everybody else is taken care of and seen except for me. And I'm raising my hand and I'm saying, I have something to say. I know how we can fix this, how we can change this, how we can make things different. We're not even looking in our own backyard for diamonds. People are shining. They want to be seen. But we are taking our focus and we're putting on a few to shine. And the rest is going unnoticed. So what's happening is that they're leaving.
Now, do you feel that this might mirror your family dynamic growing up as a child?
I think it has some, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so you're really in this chrysalis stage of, like, the, you know, the caterpillar always feel like it is dying before it comes out of the chrysalis and it's the butterfly. Mm-hmm. And I'm also I want you actually to pull a message in a second, but the sense that I'm getting is that you keep doing what you're doing to keep your job secure, et cetera. But I also feel it's time to look for another job.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
While you're there, because you want to work smart. But it's time to look for another job. And I rarely say this unless the energy feels like I, you know what I mean. So I don't want people to do crazy stuff. But I just feel like just lay low. Do your due diligence at work. Don't do anything rash or crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to look for, and this is the time to do it before the holidays and all of that. I don't know what field you're in. You don't have to tell me, but it's impacted with the holidays and stuff. This is the time to just start doing your little research.
Yeah.
So let's pull a message for you. So you know the routine. You'll hear the music and just say pick after a few seconds, okay? So.
Okay.
Stand by, and I'm ready when you guys are.
Okay. Okay, pick.
Okay. And the number for this, oh, my goodness, 111.
Wow.
That's crazy. This is your message. The journey home to source is one to be savored, enjoying each symbol on your path, which add up to the adventure of your physical experience. I'll read it again. The journey home to source is one to be savored, enjoying each symbol on your path, which add up to the adventure of your physical experience. And it's interesting that this message talks about the symbols on your path, because witnessing what's happening at work, the guy that's going through all that stuff, the crises that are being, these are all symbols. These are things that you understand to sort of guide you to what is to happen next. And I'm going to turn this over to Anna to see what she says about 111 and anything else that we've been talking about. So I'm going to turn it over. Yeah.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
It's kind of funny listening to you ladies, and I was just writing some things, and as you're talking, I wrote, stand in observation and allow. And so as you were talking about being in this space where you didn't feel anybody was seeing you or calling you into the meetings and stuff, and it's about, in, like Liz says, the energy is kind of funky, and for you to, and even talking to your friend, or anything that happens, it's standing in observation from a place of neutrality, in a way, so that it doesn't, you see it, but emotionally it's not affecting you, and when you allow other people to be and do and have. And then have that not directly, because everything that comes into our experience is a gift for us. That's the best way I want to put it. It's a gift for us to to move, take inspired action, move in a different direction, and allowing
right.
it to come to you, either, whether it's the new job or new friends or people, whatever that is. And that 111, I mean, that is just a very powerful number of manifestation. And it's about your spiritual awakening. It's about your enlightenment.
Yeah.
It's about you connecting with your soul mission and life purpose.
Yeah.
So it is about you are here's the deal. You can be a very quick manifester. And your thoughts and your feelings are going to dictate what you manifest. So keeping those in alignment with your higher purpose is really what you want to do. And this is what I feel like they're saying to me is you instead of saying, you know, you're not including me, you can think How can I be included, you know, whether at this job or whether at any other
right.
job? Because here's the deal.
Right.
It's your energy. You have to shift your energy. And it's that paradigm from being from wee small all the way up to where you are now. You have been shifting and moving, and now you're feeling it more powerfully. And now standing in observation of who you are and raising your vibration will very quickly turn the situation, and you will feel that turning. You will, and even when that new career opportunity arises, it's not something that you actually are. I don't think you're going to be seeking. It's going to seek you. You're going to allow it. You're going to attract it. You're going to pull it in. So it's really about keeping your feelings and who you are in check internally, because that's that's the core. That's where all of this is stemming from. When we all understand that we create, we create and we attract. So that attraction, what you're seeing on the outside, is based on your thoughts and your feelings on the inside.
Right.
So this 111 is saying, hey, remember who you are. Remember who you are. You're amazing.
Yes, that is so true.
Yeah.
That is, I know it's to say that, you know, remember who I am, but sometimes I get caught up in what's going on around me that I feel like it's reflecting back to me of this is who I am, you know, and it confuses me and it knocks me off balance. And then before I know it, I'm caught up in the whirlwind of what's around me.
Because I
beat myself up over it. I beat myself up over it.
Now you know what it feels like. Okay, no more beat down. You're not going to be Icy or Tina. You're not going to, no more beat down. So what actually can be very helpful, and you can do this so easily at the workplace, you know, when you go to the deli and you get taped up and they give you the little packets of salt and pepper? Dun, 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 dun. Push it real good. Anyway, so you, I'm crazy. So, push it relate. So the next, so you get a little packet of salt, and you go to the sink, you wash your hands with the salt, and that will neutralize and absorb very easily, because you can't burn sage in the office. Hello, that'd be like,
I have a sage stick. I do bring my sage sticks.
But you can wash your hands with salt, and that really does clear your field on the go. Like it's a little tip to do on the go.
That's
so
good.
you can do that.
Okay.
Also, when you are leaving the house, you imagine that you are surrounded by a cushion of energy. You have a layer of insulation. That's number one. Okay? There is an insulation of energy that is protecting you. Then on top of that insulation, you imagine that there are mirrors that are facing out.
Okay?
And that is going to reflect out all this stuff so that it does not belong to you, so don't take it.
You're right. It doesn't.
You reflect
it
out. And then when you really want to bring in the big guns, you imagine Archangel Michael with the sword cutting cords. Right? It's not my stuff. It's not that deep. It's not that. It's not your stuff. You know. So you don't need to be beating yourself up. You don't need for that, because then you're in agreement. When you beat yourself up, Lisa, then you're agreeing. Then you're in agreement.
Amen.
So love yourself. Love yourself so that you're so that you are walking your path and you're not drinking that Kool-Aid. You don't like that Kool-Aid? Why drink it?
That's true.
That's it. You're very powerful.
That is so.
But it's only when you admit that to yourself.
You're right,
damn
it. You're right.
Sorry, don't hate the messenger. So when
you're right.
when you admit that to yourself, there is a responsibility. And that's what keeps us where we are, because that responsibility comes with a whole bunch of responsible action.
That's
and
true.
Accountability.
That is so true.
And then it means like, and sometimes the only way for a source to get our attention is to feel that we're going to beat ourselves up, is to feel marginalized and excluded by others. What other way can source get your attention to say, this is it for me, and it's time for me to do my part as a person that is ascending into her truth?
That is
and that's
so
what
true.
It is. So it's a choice.
You're speaking the truth, honey.
Thank you. But do you see that, that it's a choice, and how else could you? So it's not them. They're not doing a damn thing, but serving a purpose to get your attention.
You're right.
So you see,
I saw it this morning. I'm like, it's not about them. It's you.
Right.
It's you.
Right.
This is not sort. And you're spot on in this. And this is what came to me this morning. It's like it's trying to get your attention. This you're getting comfortable. Just like in your family, you're getting comfortable.
Exactly. It's
you're
not
getting
them.
Comfortable.
And guess what? When you go to work tomorrow, which I imagine it's Monday,
when
you go to work,
you're
going to see how it's all going to be very subtle. On the surface, it's going to be like, well, everything's the same. But how you're going to feel and perceive and listen, no different. Really listen to me when I say this. No different than your friend with the email and noticing the impact. It's very parallel to that experience, what you will experience going in to the workplace, because it's nobody's listen to this. It was nobody's intention at the job to make you feel small. It was the impact of you feeling small to get your attention to own your aspiration, like looking for another job. It's to get your attention to no longer stay small, whatever that means to you. And I'm feeling this very strongly in the heart. I'm feeling kind of pain in my heart, so that tells me do heart work, you know, meditation on the heart chakra, because I'm feeling it very strongly. And to also do breath work, because I feel like your breath is kind of shallow. You could do I'm feeling it now. I'm manifesting that now. When I pick it up and I manifest it, it's what I need to tell the people calling. So really focus on that there's abundance. So it's like there's enough air for everybody, so you can take more air in. So I would recommend tapping. It's an abundance issue is what's coming to the surface as well. It's not the job. It's
so
not the people.
Free.
It's not you. It's observation, so that these are tools that you understand.
This is so beautiful.
To beat yourself up, you're just putting gas on the fire. It's another distraction. It keeps you where you are. It takes a lot of strength not to beat yourself up, actually. It takes a lot of strength to rise above that mess and that ugliness to see, that is what's getting my attention to move forward and to progress.
Yes.
Right?
Because if things worked out and if I was a part of the meeting, I would have no need to really grow.
Girl, I'm telling you, you're going to look for another job because that's really what you wanted to do all along. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, so why am I trying to stay here?
Right, exactly.
When I want to go up. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you want to, because it takes responsibility and accountability.
Yeah.
So you think how it was a holding period that served a purpose. And when it's uncomfortable, it means it's time to grow. Growth is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And if you'll say, I want to grow, well, yeah, when you're going to grow, it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yes.
That's
I was just reading that.
Growth. Think about, thank you. You just read that?
I just read that.
All right.
I was just looking at that.
You just read that. Okay, well, then I didn't know that you just read that. So you're getting energetic validation confirmation that now you can own, and this let this phone call be the beginning of that. You can own and trust the symbol that are on your path. And if we go back to, let's see if I can find it here. So if we go back to your message, enjoying each symbol on your path, which add up to the adventure of your physical experience, thing, the key word is the symbol. That's feeling small at work. That's the thing that you just read. That's talking to Anna and myself. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you learn that language, not the language of being small and beating yourself up. And I never want you to say that consciously ever again.
Okay.
There's nothing cute about beating yourself up. It serves no purpose.
Amen.
You can be uncomfortable, but there's nothing cute about giving yourself a beat down.
Yeah, because I felt like I hurt someone. I felt like I hurt someone.
But you made amends. As long as you make amends, it's good. So you let it go. Let it go, Frozen.
Yeah.
Let it go. It's okay.
Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And
you
got to laugh. You have a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
I always know when I can joke with somebody. I know that because some people will be like, oh, my God, I can't stand her. Oh, but right, but right. Right, Elisa, they'll say, Elisa, why can't you do the show by yourself? I don't like her. Oh, she's weird. I don't like that. That's why it's a blend. But I know when I can joke with somebody. Oh, listen, I'm not even kidding. We've gotten letters like that. I'm like, all right, do your own show, boo-boo. All right.
I love
But listen, to each or something. That's why we blend it. I mean, LOA blend.
Oh, my God, I love it.
It's a little bit of everything for everybody.
No,
but
no,
you're doing great, and I really
Thank you.
Winding down the show now. I really hope that you stay in touch.
I will.
How you're doing?
I will.
And listen, when you see the salt, you see the salt packets at work. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Okay.
Wash your hands with the salt. All right, darling.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Bold. Many blessings to you.
Have a great day. Love you.
All right. Love you too. All righty. Bye bye.
All right. So I know we're winding down to this final minute or two. Is anybody else in the queue?
We got tons, but this next person, we want to do a reading with her really quick, a message for her really quick, if that's okay with you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
who is it?
Yeah, got it. Okay. It's Crystal. Hey, Crystal.
Oh. Good morning.
Crystal, are you
morning.
Pete's sister?
What's that?
Pete, your brother?
Brian's my brother.
Brian, okay. I got brother. Okay, that's weird. Okay. Anyway, got something with the brother.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Okay.
Funny
I got
that he
that.
Should come up. But
you want a full message?
Crystal. Yeah, you want a full message, right?
Okay, great.
I do.
All right. Okay, wonderful. You'll hear the music, you'll safe pick. All right, so stand by and ready for you guys.
Stop.
Okay. And the number for this, Anna, is 710. Okay. To shame another is to shame yourself. The wounds cut deep and reflect like moonlight upon water. Awareness will transmute the damage. Has there been some sort of disagreement or conflict either between yourself and somebody else or around you? Because this is a very specific message.
Can you repeat the message? Because it cut out a little bit.
Sure. But my question to you is that has there been some sort of conflict, disagreement, or argument either around you or between you and somebody else?
I mean, just like my family dynamics in general, not necessarily
a specific person. This is about the family dynamic. There's conflict there. Let me read this message because this is very specific. That's why I'm asking. To shame another is to shame yourself. The wounds cut deep and reflect like moonlight upon water. Awareness will transmute the damage. So this to me screams family conflict.
Mm-hmm.
great is that I'm feeling you're in the minority in terms of awareness.
Okay.
I mean, I'm asking you a question. Do you feel that you're aware of so many things?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that you're in the minority. Yeah, that you're like, oh, my God, like, why am I seeing this from a more spiritual perspective or a more aerial view? So, but
yes,
you're
spot
but
on.
You're the light. You're the girl, you are the bearer of light. So in your awareness, that will neutralize the damage. And it's very hard because you're in it, but you're above it all at once. Does that make sense? Because that's the image that I'm getting.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes I feel like that two-year-old who I'm trying to say, this is what's going on, and nobody's listening.
Yeah, and no one's listening.
Mm-hmm.
No one's listening, and it hurts. So.
Oh, yeah. So
it hurts
that's
a lot.
The thing is I'm debating if I should move or stay, and because I have opportunity to move, but then it's like, okay. And last time we talked, Brian was living with us, and that didn't work out for us.
Right. And it's interesting that the image is very specific in this message too. Moonlight upon water. I think that's such a beautiful image. And does that resonate for you in terms of like an environment that you're near water, that you could see something so beautiful like the moonlight upon the water? Go ahead.
And where I might move to has more water. That's what I'm thinking like right
now.
I mean,
feel like
I'm by the Mississippi and move.
Yeah, and I rarely get this specific with people, but I did with Lisa with Look for a Job, and I'm going to say it with you because I felt it. Yeah, you got to move, or you got to think about it. Toward water, too. I got that, and which is why I asked you that question, because I don't want to just be so... raw with what I feel, but I also want to share what comes in. So I feel comfortable being responsible and saying that to you. Because you said it with where you want to go has more water, and that really resonated with me energetically before you said that, which is why I'm saying it now.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my goodness, and I'm getting are you having issue with shoulder pain or mid-back on the right side or the heart, any of that area?
I noticed yesterday it was more by like my shoulder, my right arm.
Thank
it's
you.
Actually more, yeah.
Girl, because I'm like, ouch. This is what happens when you talk to people. Ow. Yeah. So, but thank you, because when the listener confirms that, it goes away on me. So, yay, thank you. and it's almost like you're really, literally, you're shouldering the burden of what does not belong to you anymore. And what's very interesting, if you move, or when you move, you know what's so ironic? That's when they're going to pay attention. They're too comfortable because you're always there.
Yeah, I got that. Like I mentioned to my dad a month ago, I was going to move to Idaho, and we're not close. The closest one was my mom, and she passed. And
she passed. Yeah.
It was interesting when the next day, within 12 hours, one of his friends said, "So I heard you're moving to Idaho," and I was like, "Wow, that got out fast."
Ooh. Yep.
And then I've lived here for like 8 years, and Dad's come down 3 times basically for graduation. And when I moved in, I was like, well, what's this all about? You know, I'm closer now, because when I moved to Idaho, we're talking, that's 20-plus hours away from Wisconsin. Now I'm only like 5. But it got out right away. I was going to Idaho. And everybody's like, oh, you're what about your dad? I'm like, what about him?
Yep.
He's a grown man. You can take care of himself. Yep. My sister's there.
Yep.
She's doing a good job.
You don't have to explain. Listen, let me just say something. No longer is it necessary for you to explain. It's not necessary. Nobody, you owe no one an explanation. What about your dad? He's fine. So respond in the affirmative, like you said, but you don't have to explain. You owe nobody an explanation. He's doing great. Thank you for asking. He's doing great. He's doing great. It's handled. It's handled.
And that I have I continue to work on, because that's,
yes,
even when,
of course,
when we kicked,
of course,
once we kicked Brian out, they were like, well, why? Why did you do that? And I was just like,
it's handled.
Because you didn't
because
follow the rules.
Handled.
Yeah.
Because it's handled. You don't have to.
Because it's handled.
That's your homework. Every time you feel the unconscious knee-jerk reaction to explain,
mm-hmm,
you think of source and you say, it's handled. It's all handled. Thank you for asking. But how? It's handled. And it's our personal business, but I appreciate you asking. Thank you so much. That's it.
Okay,
you,
perfect.
And like I said to Lisa, I'm going to say it again. Imagine that there is a cushion of protection around you first. That's just yours. It's a buffer. And then in front of that buffer, mirrors facing out to reflect what you don't want to absorb. You need to arm and protect yourself. And look into moving.
Okay.
Yeah. And Anna, I don't remember the number that I gave it.
No, 710. I got it.
710. I'll turn it over to Anna, and then we will sign off.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah, that number is, it's amazing, because it's really about allowing yourself to open up your higher power, open up your source, connect to your inner awareness so that you can move along your path. You can travel along your path. Lots of movement here. So in the moving, like Liz said, as long as you're moving towards something and not running away from something, then you've got that energy in there. The 710, to me, I mean, one, look at that one in the middle, which definitely is you. You're surrounded by source, God, everything, the seven and the zero. So it's about, you're on the right path. Maintain the positive attitude about your blessings, appreciation, your gratefulness, all of those things. So, and you add those, mm-hmm, together, obviously it's an eight. That's the number of manifestation. And here's the deal. You, Crystal, you know this stuff. You know,
mm-hmm,
the next step. Not maybe the crystal, the human body crystal may not, but that higher power knows. And you're getting the signs. Now it's time for the human body crystal to take that step. So you know what you're going to do. You can feel it. You know, use that internal and just allow that and take those next steps. This is the show of proof to me. Like, everyone who's called in, everyone who's got a message, it's just proof that you are on your path. You are on your journey. And as long as you continue to raise your vibration, what we talk about, as long as you raise your vibration, as long as you keep your vibration there, of course, you know, we're humans, we fluctuate, but for the most part,
mm-hmm,
keep yourself in a state of attitude of gratitude. You know, you hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Keep yourself in there.
Mm-hmm.
Those other energies cannot affect you unless you allow it. You can interact with them, but you don't have to react to them. And that goes for everything.
Yeah.
You
can
interact
with
them.
That's a good one. I like that.
To them.
Yes.
So then that goes with every caller that called in today. That's the big sum up, is we can choose to interact or react. Which one would you rather choose? You know, give them unconditional love, because I know you love them, Crystal. You love all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, Crystal, you're on your journey. You got to go. It's time to move. Time to take inspired action and get it going.
Look for that water,
your
girl.
Journey.
I saw that. I saw
your
that
journey.
So clear.
Focus on you.
Yes. So remember the bubble of protection and the mirror facing out. I love what Anna said.
Mm-hmm.
Interact, don't react. I'm like, yes, I'm going to absorb that. And give us a call back and let us know how you're doing.
I will, definitely. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Oh, thank
thanks,
you,
Crystal.
Beautiful.
Have an amazing day.
I'm cheering for you.
You
great.
Too. Take care.
So we're gonna definitely sign off. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. I'll be calling again from our cute little bungalow by the beach. And Anna, if you would
sign off with your tagline, I would be most appreciative.
Sure.
Remember that life is your journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. Have an amazing day.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Thank you for a great show. Take care. Bye-bye.
That you like.